It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I was starting the 3 o'clock hour a little bit late, but I was fascinated by chicken sausage. Not your traditional opening of football season meal.
No. I'm going to cook it yourself. I've got chicken sausage like, at other places, but yeah. I'm not buying them to make.
You have to, like, I think tomorrow night, correct me if I'm wrong, that's kind of an order food type of night and not chicken sausage. You know, it's like obviously pizza, do wings. You know, if you're at home and it's, you say my sound sounds bad, so why don't I see you nodding your head there?
Yeah, it's not stable enough, Hawk. You might have to disconnect here for a second.
All right. Well, how about you do headlines for the 3 o'clock hour since we're starting late anyway? I'll get reconnected, and then we will forge ahead.
All right. Sounds good.
I like it.
See you on the other side.
Ragnar's internet. Where does this guy live?
Yeah, you're not sounding too great either, Crowder. So maybe
I don't sound good either. I got all my bars on my little ice cream cone at the top of my screen.
Yeah, you're not sounding too great either. You might have to... Might have to forge ahead without you as well. Let's see. Let's test it out here for a second. But I will do headlines. By the way, I'm kind of on Gelb's side. Chicken sausage is elite. I think you guys are hating on him for no reason.
Chicken sausage.
Chicken sausage.
So purchase chicken sausage at a local grocery store. Bring them home and cook them. That's okay?
Yeah, you're not sounding too good either right now, Crowder. I couldn't even make out what you were saying. Yeah. So they both disconnected here. I'll forge ahead. This is the second time this happens though in about a week, so we're gonna have to figure out something. Maybe I can get these two bozos to come into the studio, and we can try to do it. Let's see, you're back, Crowder. Any better?
I got my whole ice cream cone is on now.
Your whole ice cream cone.
It is. Is that Wi-Fi?
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, no, chicken, that's ridiculous, dude. We talk all the time, but if you're going to eat chicken, get a chicken breast, get a chicken wing, get a chicken something. Like, sausage is made for pork. It's a pork sausage and chicken wing. It's not a chicken sausage. That's ridiculous.
Sorry, bro. I'm just hang out for a second. I'll run through headlines here. I'll read a quick story on the Dolphins, Crowder, and then I'll come back to you and Hawk in a second because not going to have you guys sounding like that. Anyways... I know a lot of people were texting in the last segment regarding Zach Gelb. You guys think he's a Dolphins hater. Don't like his predictions for the Miami Dolphins. But I'll read you here from CBS Sports. We talked about the Miami Dolphins and what people were expecting from them in the first hour right before we got to headlines. Tua Tagovailoa's MVP odds. He's at plus 2,000, floating around the same category as Dak Prescott and Aaron Rodgers. But man, it is interesting, and I know we've talked about this a ton leading up to Sunday's game, and by the way, we're supposed to be getting the Dolphins' first injury report at some point over the next hour or so, usually released around 4, 5 p.m. So we'll have some more clarity regarding who's going to be playing, whether Jalen Ramsey's going to be playing, Javon Holland, a lot of the guys on the defensive side of the football. The good news is Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, despite them not appearing in preseason and despite them not really practicing much over the past month or so, the good news is it sounds like those guys are going to be playing. At least that's what Mike McDaniel said on Monday. But let me read you from Pete Prisco. He's usually on Joe Rose once a week or once every couple weeks, but he predicted all of the NFL slate coming up this Sunday. And as it goes for the Dolphins hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars, this is what he said. This will be a high-scoring game. Both teams should be really good on offense, while the defenses might take time. Miami is fast, which will cause problems for the Jacksonville secondary, but the Jaguars will also score against a Miami pass rush that is missing some key players. His prediction, the Jaguars will win it late with a field goal. He picks the Jaguars 34-31. And there was a couple more articles that have been released over the past couple days regarding the Dolphins and whether or not they're going to make the playoffs. ESPN had their NFL playoff predictions. One of them was done by Bill Barnwell, and he predicted that the Dolphins will be out of the playoff picture. And his reasoning, I won't read you the entire thing because it is pretty long, but his reasoning was the AFC as a whole has gotten much stronger. So all this to say, guys like Zach Gelb outside of South Florida who aren't high on the Dolphins making the postseason isn't unusual right now, just based on the fact that a lot of people have their questions about all of the injuries that Miami is suffering through. But again, we're going to find out today, later on, what the deal is with the Dolphins injury report and who's officially in, who's officially out. The other thing that was interesting yesterday, the Dolphins released their first depth chart with their weekly release ahead of week one. Jonnu Smith and Tanner Connor, two tight ends, were not listed as tight ends on the depth chart. We talked about it yesterday. They were listed as fullbacks behind Alec Ingold. Mike McDaniel was asked about it today. He said, quote, they can be third down targets. It can be a core blocking asset, a guy you're trying to get the ball to in space. He doesn't want them to be called fullbacks because they're not. But that's where they're listed on the depth chart. So that was interesting. Today, Canes, obviously, we talked about it yesterday, ranked 12th in the latest AP poll. Bam was given the key to the city today after winning a gold medal. And for my FIU fans, if you're going to the home opener on Saturday, you will get a Pitbull commemorative pin on entry. They're going to host Central Michigan first game at Pitbull Stadium. I hear you laughing, and I know exactly why you're laughing.
No, I'm looking at the chat. I disconnected and reconnected, yeah. and I saw that it was just you. I saw it was just you on the screen, and then I saw Crowder point out something that you said on our private chat, yeah. And then I wrote, this show is doo-doo without us. It's a...
You said Jonnu Smith is there for blacking. I said, what?
I said that. I looked down and I saw Crowder immediately. His eyes opened up.
Gotta bring Jonnu in. They gotta originally bring Jonnu in for some strong blacking.
They originally wrote that up for Durham Smythe. He said, I can't do it.
Oh boy, Jonnu is loaded up and ready.
Hey, play to your strengths. How's everything sound? Do we sound any better?
Yeah, you both sound great right now. Perfect.
Well, thank you.
Bonnie, that's a very difficult thing to do is you're trying to produce the show and then you're the one left hosting the show. And so I'm goofing with Salon. That's a very difficult thing to do, trying to get everything back together again. And so I'm sure whatever you said was excellent up until blacking.
Let me update Jonnu on his job.
I was so desperate, I tried to argue on behalf of chicken sausages for whatever reason. I don't know why. Never had one.
Called getting caught in the air.
Chicken sausages elite. That was the phrase. That was the phrase.
never been uttered.
Chicken sausage is elite.
Congratulations, you uttered something that has never been uttered in the history of language.
Great job, Salon. I was listening.
I was disconnected. And then when I got back connected and I saw it was just a giant picture of him babbling, I was like, oh my God.
just listen and watch.
No, I'm teasing. That's a very difficult, yeah. Helpless feeling.
I would have went to network.
We know.
Okay.
We know. All right. Where are you? Did you do all the headlines?
I don't know. I don't know what I did. I blacked out. No, I read, I sent you a couple things today, Hawk. Thank God I actually prepped for today's show, by the way. Oh, my God.
He was left doing celebrity birthdays. It's the only thing he puts on the show sheet. Another thing about Mike Piazza.
He hit him with a Pete Prisco
prediction. Wow.
Story. He was coming off. He was coming off the dome. Yeah.
Oh my goodness, that is break glass in case of emergency. Pete Prisco prediction.
I feel like I tied it all together though, because Gelb has some question marks about the Dolphins, and I gave some examples that he's not the only one outside of South Florida with their hesitancies to pick the Dolphins to A, win games, and to B, make the playoffs or win a playoff game. I mentioned, I sent all this stuff to you, Hawk. Like, Bill Barnwell, he put together his ESPN NFL playoff predictions. He has the Dolphins on the outside looking in. Like, it is crazy because I have my skepticisms, but to your point, as you guys have said now for a couple weeks, it's crazy how well put together this roster is, and nobody seems to think the Dolphins can actually make any noise in this conference.
I've said this over and over. People underestimate Tua. The season that he had last season, any other quarterback has that season, people are talking about him as an MVP. I'm telling you, any other quarterback who happens to have Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle as receivers, they're talking about that quarterback as an MVP. Gelb took it the opposite fashion, which is the only person they do that with is Tua. Oh, well, he's got Tyreek Hill, so he can't be in the MVP conversation. And it's crazy to me. But that's why I think Tua will be in the conversation. I think this is going to be an eye-opening year for people who don't believe in the Dolphins.
And this Joe Burrow thing, I'm interested, because remember, Joe Burrow was balling. He had Ja'Marr Chase, he had T. Higgins, and he had Taj Boyd. And they didn't say, oh, is the receivers making him better? It's him. He'll, Joe Burrow's amazing. And Joe Burrow can play ball. Why, when Tua has good receivers, it's the receivers? Why, when Joe Burrow has good receivers, it's Joe Burrow? To your point, the disrespect for Tua is not, we're not making this up. And you just said it, Solana. Down here, I think we really like, I would say majority likes Tua. Nationally, I think they say Tua's in a great system. I've heard people that say that. Oh, Tua's, McDaniel's system is great for Tua. How about Tua making McDaniel's system great? It never goes the other way. Either way, his weapons or his play caller, it never goes to Tua being great.
I think what happened, too, nationally is the first couple of seasons, it was so obvious that Justin Herbert was a better quarterback because of the system, and Brian Flores didn't love Tua, but that just became the narrative. Mm-hmm. And so the narrative was that Tua never produced the way that a pick after him did. But that's just not the case anymore. But again, I just think this is going to be an eye-opening season for people who don't believe in the Dolphins.
Brian Flores is never getting invited to Tua's son's birthday party.
No. No, yeah, I don't think so.
I think that relationship is gone.
Pretty much. All right, anything else, Solana?
Just send him a Roblox gift card.
Send him a chicken sausage. He'll get the message.
They're new to it. I like chicken sausage.
That's how you are. Like, there's nothing left to doubt. If you send someone a chicken sausage in the mail, they know exactly where you stand with them.
Hey, yeah. We ain't tight no more, babe. Yeah. I'm not going to Hawaii this year.
the Marlins, they'll host the Nationals again tonight. They lost yesterday 6-2 at Lone Depot Park, just a two-game series. So this is the series finale. And then they host the Phillies for four straight at Lone Depot Park beginning mañana at 6:40 p.m. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is partly cloudy, 85 degrees. Tonight, the lows, they'll drop into the upper 70s. I have officially sweat through my entire T-shirt this segment, so I will be back while you guys handle this. Jimmy is going to give me his shirt again to wear for the rest of the show.
Why you got that thick-ass Puma jacket on?
Not a chance, Jack.
Funny.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Football.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
By the way, I should probably tell everybody, normally on Wednesdays, last couple of years, Rob Pizzola would join us from the great nation of Canada, and he would make his picks, and we would talk sports gambling with him, and we love it. I regret to inform everybody that I don't think Rob is going to be joining us this year on the show.
Why not?
He's just busy. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how else to put it. He's busy. He's got sponsorship deals now with gambling sites. And so that takes up a lot of his time. And he does a bunch of, you know, more lucrative. When I say more lucrative, we don't pay him anything. And he doesn't earn anything off us because he doesn't really have anything to sell our listeners. He's more of a gambler's gambler, and he's always carved out time for us on Wednesdays, but now he's got paid deals on Wednesdays that he's really takes him all day. He just can't find time for us. But here's the good news, Crowder.
He forgot where he came from.
Here's the good news. Nah, I've got to grab that money. Here's the good news. We have a great replacement for Rob Pizzola, and we're going international again because – and obviously, Lee Sterling will join us on Fridays. He's local. He gives us his picks. He was very good last Friday, by the way, on this show.
He said back up the Brinks truck on Miami. I remember that.
No, that was Nebraska, and that was a big winner.
I won that bet, minus 27 and a half or whatever. I got that bet in and won that one. Yep. Yes.
He had Lee Sterling on this show, had the Canes laying the points. That was a winner. He had FSU. He had BC getting the points from FSU on Monday. That was a winner. His back the Brinks truck up pick was Nebraska. That was a winner. That's a nice little green notation. And then he did lose Michigan State. He had FAU was that night. It was FAU. They were a 13.5 point dog at Michigan State. He had Michigan State, FAU covered. And the FIU game, it depends on when you put the bet in as to whether you won or not. Because he said, take FIU getting the points. Well, I took FIU getting 24.5 points. I won. So Lana took FIU getting 22.5 points. He didn't win. So I give Lee Sterling a 3-1 and maybe for Friday.
Possible.
But anyway, No Rob Pizzola this season. He'll come on sporadically when he can. But every week, we have a new games picker. And his name is Eduardo Solana from the great nation of Uruguay. He will join us on Wednesdays. Now, today, because we had to finalize the paperwork, he'll join us this week on Friday. But moving forward, he'll join us on Wednesdays, smoking a grit from the driveway, making picks.
Is it pre-recorded?
We run a risk if it's not, but we like to live.
We like to live
on the edge. Do you have that clip? Can you play this clip? This is Solana's dad on with us, Eduardo Solana, who's our gambling expert on Wednesdays. This is Eduardo Solana. He went to Qatar for the World Cup, and we had decided we would bring him on every day to be our World Cup correspondent. Huge soccer fan. But we said, listen, you're on live terrestrial radio. You're in Qatar. Keep it politically correct. Just tell us about soccer. Don't get caught in the weeds. but he couldn't do it, right?
We got into some weeds.
We got in the weeds like 15 seconds into his. How long is this clip, Solana?
We don't have to play the entire thing, but because, again, 30 seconds in, it all falls apart. But is this
the actual clip, or is this us playing it back at a later date?
This is the full interview from him okay. and Qatar. But we don't have to play the entire thing. We could just play the first, like, minute or so.
So here it is. He's joining us from Qatar. Solana has told him up and down, sideways, backwards, forwards. Don't curse. Don't be stupid. And this is how it went.
I'm on.
Is that Eduardo?
This is Eduardo Solana.
I am delighted. There's a lot of echo. You sound soft, and I don't care. I love it. How is Qatar?
Qatar is beautiful, let me tell you. All the contractions, the people are really nice. And all the baloney that they were saying over there about the, you know, you cannot look at a woman, you know, you cannot use shorts. I mean, it's bullshit. I mean, this is...
No.
He went 30 seconds without cursing.
No. No.
30 seconds, Solana.
No. Poppy, no. No.
Eduardo,
no,
you can't use bad language on the radio.
I'm in Qatar.
Let's fix this.
No,
Poppy.
I am very aware. All right, you get the idea. It didn't get any better from there. We had to abort the mission, and we never brought him on again from Qatar.
I'm in Qatar.
I'm in Qatar. Eduardo Solana will join us on Wednesdays. He'll join us this week on Friday, but he'll join us on Wednesdays to make picks in lieu of Rob Pizzola.
With a better connection, by the way. I will. I'll have him set up. I'll have him with a microphone or at least a pair of headphones so there's no echo. Like we'll do
video.
It right.
We'll have video.
Yeah, that's the plan. Video.
All right, we'll be able to look at him.
Yeah, yeah.
We should all smoke cigarettes when Eduardo's on with us.
Jimmy's excited.
I'll smoke a Swisher Sweet.
Swisher.
Can you bring your dad to Whiskey Stars and Cigars?
Yeah, I think so. He'd be down.
That seems like that would be a fun event for him. I think people would like to meet him too.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think he'll smoke a cigar. I think he'll just stick to his heaters.
Yeah, let him smoke a grit. Why not?
Yeah. Yeah, tell him come on the back porch with me. It's okay.
Well, Whiskey Stars and Cigars. Now, maybe Eduardo Solana will be there, which is good. It's the entire 560 QAM air staff. We're going to be in Weston. It is Wednesday, September 25th, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. And you come out, enjoy a fine whiskey and a good cigar and all the QAM air staff and hopefully Eduardo Solana as well. And we'll have a good time. Now, you have to RSVP. It's free. But we have limited space, so you have to RSVP at WQAM.com. You'll see a big screen graphic there when you log onto the website, and you click on it and you get a an invite right there and a complimentary cigar as well. You must be over 21. Drink responsibly. Come on out. Talk sports with the 560 WQAM air staff. Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars. Wednesday, September 25th. Smoke on the Water in Weston. Presented by Ed Morse, Sawgrass Automall, and sponsored by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah. But again, you have to RSVP for it at WQAM.com. We're going to do our show out there that day. I don't know if you saw any of the, speaking of gambling, any of the Dolphins prop bets. So if you open the Hard Rock Bet app, there's a tab. If you go to, you know, more, there's a tab for Dolphins season prop bets. And there are some that are fairly intriguing, but it's an interesting look, I guess, at what people think. I think we mentioned over under for Tua passing yards for the season is 4,100 yards. Someone had texted in the, because the last segment I was talking about how, you know, Tua is going to open people's eyes. Someone had texted in. I have to find the, there are a lot of texts here. Hockman, if that quarterback is so good, why is he being drafted almost dead last in every fantasy football mock draft? I'll wait. For the exact reasons that I said. People are, and again, I don't know how fantasy football scores, so maybe his numbers don't equate to really good fantasy numbers, but the reason is he doesn't have the same kind of reputation, which I think is false, that other quarterbacks do. End of story.
And it's, and his numbers do correlate to fantasy because it's just yard, about yards.
Right? I mean, yards.
Yeah, yards and touchdowns. And he's one of the top in every category of quarterbacking. So him not running, that's why Josh Allen's so high, because he'll get you 50, 60 yards rushing in the game. But Tua's numbers are right up there. And the guy's actually lying, because I did a fantasy draft last night. And yes, Tua was – I think Tua was – he's always top 10 taken. Every single draft I've done, he's a top 10 taken. So, sir, I don't know who you're drafting with, but that sounds ridiculous.
No, and it's you can't use fantasy output for regular season comparisons. It's just a really, really bad way to do it, because you could do that with several different positions. There's guys who are workhorses at the running back position. They're going to get you 80 to 90 yards per game on average, but A, they're not red zone running backs. And B, if you're in a standard league and not a PPR league, you're not getting as many points for just rushing as you would compared to a guy like Aaron Jones, who maybe didn't rush for as much, but he's catching passes, and you get a point for every time you catch a pass. You can't use fantasy football and say, look, Tua's not a good quarterback. He's not a top five, top 10 fantasy quarterback. It doesn't mean anything. Like that doesn't translate to like actual on-field NFL games.
Yeah.
Tua regular season passing touchdowns. You want to guess what the over-under is set at?
25
and a half.
Hey.
Interceptions?
12.
10 and a half.
Hmm.
How about Tyreek Hill receiving touchdowns for the season? Over-under.
7.
9.5. That seems interesting, because he's not going to be the red zone target, I don't think. Now, if he catches a ball at the 30 and runs into the end zone, you can't account for that, but I imagine it's more Jonnu Smith and bigger weapons, Odell Beckham, you know,
that,
in the
that
end zone.
That seems high. And the other NFL players voted him the best football player on the planet on the top 100 thing. Sorry, and he is a monster. He's the best receiver in the league. He's a Hall of Famer. I think it's still under 9.5 is a lot of touchdowns.
He had 13 last year, Crowder. 13 touchdowns.
But they added Jonnu Smith, Odell Beckham, if he's healthy.
Yeah.
Now, how about this? On the Hard Rock app, there is a wager you can make. Who will have more total receiving yards for the season, Tyreek Hill or CeeDee Lamb?
CeeDee Lamb.
So CeeDee Lamb is plus 105. I was going to say the same thing just because they have less weapons and CeeDee Lamb is their offense, I think. But Tyreek is minus 135. CeeDee Lamb is plus 105.
I just think CeeDee will have more opportunities because, to your point, he's who else? Who's on the other side? Was it still Brandon Cooks? I don't even know.
How about total receiving touchdowns for the season? Odell Beckham Jr.
2.5.
2.5. That's exactly it.
Yeah, he's not going to. Yeah. He'll probably play in 7 games, 8 games.
Total interceptions, Jalen Ramsey.
3?
2.5.
Yeah. They're not going to go at him. But who's Fuller on the, who's on this side? Fuller? Well, whoever's on that other side is about to get some work.
Total rushing yards, Raheem Mostert.
Oh, 812.
700.
Hmm.
Total touchdowns. Total rushing touchdowns, I should say. Not total touchdowns. Total rushing touchdowns, Raheem Mostert.
8.
7.5. 7.5. Who will have the most rushing touchdowns? Raheem Mostert or Devon Achane?
Achane.
So Achane is plus 120. Mostert is minus 155. He's a big favorite there.
This one's tricky, though, Crowder. This one's tricky because, remember, jet sweeps are technically passes. Those pitches that we saw last year against Denver are technically passes. You're not going to see Devon Achane in the red zone often be handed the football, especially on short yard-to-gain plays. Raheem Mostert will, but Achane could end up having more overall touchdowns. They line him up in the slot, screen passes, those little pitches that they like to play. So overall touchdowns, it's going to be Achane probably if he stays healthy. But actual
rushing touchdowns,
Raheem Mostert.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot of hitting that one on the head. You're right, yes.
Anyway. Mostert. Our two gambling experts are locked in for this season, Lee Sterling and Eduardo Solana, smoking cigarettes in the driveway in Kendall. How long do you think this will last, having Eduardo on every week to pick games?
You said we're starting when? This Friday?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Friday, I think.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right, so tune in Friday because we don't think, we don't think it'll make it to the next Wednesday.
He is going to crank up.
Oh, come my on, God. Eduardo. He is going to be in his element. And if he goes on a heater, no pun, if this dude starts stringing together games, holy mackerel, he is going to start selling picks. He's going to have a subscription Twitter account.
Bleep, 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 bleep.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
North right clamp, south fox, H top pass 38, top Gumby, XP sweat.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.